Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pretty exciting. You know, Andrew and his team and Paul and Kevin and everybody, you know, they've done a fantastic job building out the roster. You know, we're excited. We've got a lot of young players and a lot of great vets to complement that. You know, the draft, candidly, has been the Super Bowl for this organization for a long time. And I think we're excited that we're not in that place anymore and having to host big draft parties to see who's going to go number one. I mean, hopefully soon enough, we're picking again in the first round and it's 32 next year. So we're happy with where we are. I think Andrew and the guys will continue to scour, and we found some great value in some mid-round picks here the last couple of years, and hopefully we can do that again this year.
J.W. Johnson of the Cleveland Browns yesterday with Baskin and Phelps, the second Andy Baskin appearance on the station today, or sorry, the show today, as you heard his chuckle in the background there. And and when I heard him say, like, yeah, you know, it used to be kind of the Super Bowl of Cleveland, he's right. And I don't necessarily miss that, but I do miss just having a first-round pick and the excitement that comes with it. But I wanted to get, before we get into what Andrew Berry had to say, I did want to pick your brain on this before we get to Joe, who's waiting on hold there. I want to get your thoughts on something I said. I still think, despite the fact you don't have a number one pick and you've got two picks in the top 100 and you only have five picks overall, I actually still think it's a relatively important draft for the Cleveland Browns. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so.
And then, so why? I'll start with your why, and I'll get to mine.
You tell me your why first.
My why is you still have a roster that is built on one-year deals predominantly. And because you haven't had a number one pick, you need to make sure that you find an extra pick here or there or a diamond in the rough here and there like you did with DeJuan Jones last year.
Yeah.
So that you can continue to, so basically you don't back yourself into a corner where everybody next year has to be 1 year or 2 years from now, everyone has to be 1 year deals. That the 1 year deal thing, plus the fact that Deshaun is still, I mean, making $50 million a year. Like,
yeah, that's a lot. It eats up a lot of cap space.
If you have a quarterback, and I know you can move money around, but if you have a quarterback making that kind of money, you really, like we saw in L.A. last year, you really need to nail some mid to late round picks to make sure that you have just enough young players, not just for depth purposes, but guys who 2 years from now, again, when you get a guy in the top 32, you're hoping for this year. Beyond that, or beyond maybe the top 100, you're hoping maybe 2 years from now he can be a good player. Or 3 years from now, you know, he can grow into something. That's kind of where the Browns are. And they've done, and I will say, like, I think they've done an admirable job drafting without a first-round pick. Yeah, Cedric Tillman didn't really look ready for the spotlight last year. DeJuan Jones did. You know, JOK was their second-round pick. And I can't remember if JOK was, no, that was the Newsom draft. But still, like, that first draft doesn't look great from Barry. Jed is probably their best pick, maybe, and that's not great. But, like, you start to look like there are some good draft picks, but here's the other thing. I still think Andrew Berry needs to prove to me he can draft at an elite level.
Yeah, I think he does, especially when we start getting first-round picks.
Yeah, well, I mean, even now, like, I'm confident he's good at drafting. Like, what do you think he's best at?
I don't know.
I think he's best at making trades. When he makes a trade, even if they don't lose the trade, Even if they don't win the trade, they don't seem to lose a lot of, for instance, the Elijah Moore thing. Like, you didn't win that trade, or you haven't won that trade yet. Given his production, you fell like, I want to say it was 30 spots, something like that in the draft. You got decent production for that. You hope you can get elite production at some point, given Elijah's talent. But like, overall, you start to look at this like, okay, that's if that's the worst trade you've made, you're actually doing okay. Because Elijah's going to be on the roster for a second year.
Yeah.
So like, I think the best thing he does is trades. I also think that next thing up is starting to pick the right guys to do one-year deals with. For instance, Za'Darius was effectively, even though you traded for him, Za'Darius effectively was a one-year deal guy. Clowney, that first one, is a one-year deal guy. I think you can find multiple guys. Even Rodney McLeod last year, when he played, he was a crucial part of their defense, and that was like a 35-year-old one-year deal that now they're going to do for the second year. So, but of all the pieces of Andrew, I think he's proven himself that he can build winning rosters. He's done it 2 of 4 years. The floor on this roster that he's built was a 7-win team, and that was for a lot of complications 2 years ago. But like, so I know he can build a roster. I know he knows what a winning roster looks like. I know he can excel at trades. I know that he can excel in free agency. I know he can do reasonably well in the draft. And again, I do think some of this is muddied because you haven't had a first-round pick. But I can't point to the draft yet that I think he is just far and away, oh my God, that, you know, like, and this is unfair because this guy had a third round pick, or had the third pick and the 24th pick in the draft. But like Ozzie's first draft, he took Jermaine Lewis in, I think, the 5th round, Pro Bowl kick returner. And he also nabbed two guys named John Ogden and Ray Lewis. The second that happens, you go, oh, that guy can draft his ass off. Or honestly, Les Snead last year in L.A., where they got Kobe Turner, who's probably going to be a 10-year starter for them and like and a guy that can create immense pressure. I think they got him in the 3rd round. The other kid, the kid's name's escaping from the secondary, they got him in the 4th or 5th round. So like that's okay, you didn't have top draft picks, but you got two guys who are core pieces of your team. Andrew's drafted really well, reasonably well. I still haven't seen the draft where we go, and 2 years later, we're like, that's the best draft. Stop it. I no longer have to worry about whether you're going to have a great draft, a good draft. I know there's at least a floor, and you kind of know where the floor and the ceiling are in the draft, if that makes
sense. Wasn't there a point, like when Belichick was in New England, that you just, when they made a pick, you're like, yeah, this guy's, it's a great pick. And people would even like tout the pick like before the guy ever stepped on the field.
You know what's ironic about that? Yeah. It was right before he started making a bunch of bad picks.
Right. Yeah.
Like, isn't that funny?
I agree. He definitely started making bad picks. But there was a decade.
01 to like 08 where you're like, oh my God, Belichick is an elite front office guy. And then there was like, it was like 08 to probably, I mean, honestly, even through the end where the drafts just weren't as good. But yeah, you're right. Like early on, like the first 7 or 8 drafts for Belichick, that's a great point. 216-474-0092. Do you agree that Andrew Berry still has some proving to do? I don't like saying he needs to prove himself because he's proven to some degree he's at least sufficient at drafting. Do you think that Andrew Berry still has a little bit more to prove in the draft? Let's go with Joe. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Hey, guys. Nick, let me break it down for you. The first 2 rounds, not so good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Took news, some we're not so sure about him. He's improved a lot. So, but I mean, is he really that value? Elijah always, you know, leaves me wanting more, you know, for a second round pick. But I like that 3 through. You know, he probably should get a right hand man just like Stefanski has Dorsey, because to help him think of those when we do get those picks back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But he picked Emerson in the third round, and I was like, man, what's he doing there? And you know what? He's the perfect other side to Denzel. You know, I mean, he's really worked out. And those are the top 100 players, because after the third round or end of it, you get like seven more compensatory picks. I can't even say it. And then the fourth round is another 15, and fifth round. So he knows how to use those as bait, those later rounds, to like trade-wise. And you know what? He is the master free agency. He got the Schwartz, and he brought those defensive linemen. I didn't like him slapping hands after that Houston loss to everybody, but he brought all those guys back, and they all seem like they're really solidified. But I really like him in the later rounds, but give me some help, buddy. Get that right-hand man for you when we get those first and second rounders going. Really think hard on this one. If he uses it a trade, he's a bastard trader, so I ain't worried about that. But the first three rounds, top 100 players, you want to pick the best player. You know what I mean? There's 100 good players, 32 teams. I'm just saying.
Joe, we appreciate you, buddy. We also appreciate you poking fun at yourself. Compensatory is hard to say if you're not – honestly – I'm used to saying that word on the air, and it's still tough for me to say. Yeah, I mean, right now you'd probably say Jed Wills and Grant Delpit is his best top two rounds, right? I mean, a year later he did. You got Greg Newsham and JOK. Huh? Those first two, like the first two top 60 picks, or the first four rather, are at least good or maybe better. But I actually agree. Like where I trust him to do the best job right now, like in the like last year it was DeJuan Jones, fourth rounder. Cam Mitchell kind of gets slept on. He played a huge role for them defensively.
He played a big role.
Yeah. As a rookie stepping in as the nickelback when Newsom had to slide up because Denzel was out, he like held his own at a lot of points. So I really like – so to me, those are already two guys that I think have a real nice future here. And obviously 2 years ago with MJ Emerson and Alex Wright as two of the three third-round picks. Oh, and Jerome Ford was the fifth-round pick. Like – if you get any production from anybody else in that draft, you can actually make a case that that's a much more impressive draft than even getting Wills and Delpit or Newsom and JOK in those first two drafts in the top 60.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that draft was one of his best drafts, by the way, that Newsom draft?
It's tough because, like, beyond Newsom and JOK, it's Schwartz, Hudson, Togi Ai, Fields, LeCount, and Felton. So, like, you did a good job in the first two picks, but, like, who's the third? I mean, maybe James Hudson's the third best player there, and James has kind of been a backup offensive lineman. I actually really like James coming out. I did too. I thought he could be a star. I loved him at Cincinnati. But 216-474-0092. I guess we'll ask like whether you guys still feel Andrew has a little bit more to prove to himself prove of himself in the NFL draft. I also am open to hear whatever anybody thinks is Andrew Berry's best draft, because I think now looking at it, I think he's had a bunch of nice drafts. Like I said, I don't think any one of them have hit it out of the park.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.